What's going on? So we're gonna get started tonight. I hope everybody's doing well. Still trying to get the country on one page. We're definitely on separate pages for obvious reasons. Some not so obvious. No man is an island. No man is an island. Translation. No one can do it alone. Well, tonight I'm going to disagree with that a little bit. Here's why. There's a lot of times that mutiny is at work. Mutiny within your own team. Mutiny within your own family. Have you ever had a person that you thought was a teammate, but you find out later they were an opponent all along? Have you ever had a person that you thought was a teammate, but you find later they were an opponent all along? In some cases, even an enemy. I'd rather go at it in solitude rather than think I have someone on my team. That's really not. I remember a scene from The Shawshank Redemption. The character Andy Dufresne had told Red, I don't have any enemies here. Red replied, oh yeah, let's wait a while. To all my listeners, remember this. You always have enemies. You always have enemies. You may not know who they are, but they're there. And that brings me to what the podcast is about tonight. What if no one gets it? What if no one gets it? I'm going to touch on this in two aspects tonight. Screenplays, music, any artistry. That's the first part of it. What if no one gets it? You have to get to a place where you are comfortable with your voice and who you are. That is your style, your brand, the way you do things. I once had a producer suggest to me some changes, some story changes in a script. And it's definitely all about collaboration. Absolutely. But when you're setting up a picture and the lead loves the script, financier loves the script, co-lead loves the script, and you have no director, and keep in mind, we're talking about an independent project where you're trying to pull together a movie. There's a lot going on there. So you have to really be careful. You have to really be careful. Pretty much anybody that reads the script can have an opinion on how it can be changed. And the thing is, it's really, really early at this time. And either they're going to get it or they're not going to get it. And especially when you already have the star, quote unquote, on board. Because what could happen is, you know, producer comes in and say, hey, let's make all these changes. And, you know, you go in there and again, it should be a collaboration. But what if the person that's driving this, the talent says, you know, I like it like it is, you know, so there's a lot going on there. And you got to stick to your guns sometimes, you know. The thing is, you have to be careful not to get too far away from what garnered the interest in the first place. And that's as far as your artistry. Sort of like a relationship. People get in a relationship, then down the road, the very thing that got them there is lost. Back to the question. What if no one gets it? What if no one gets it? Whether it's in your artistry or you, if no one gets it, keep going. That's all. Keep going. Only you should probably keep going minus them. They may get it later, but later could be too late. Because life is short. Go where you celebrate it and only there. Why waste time doing anything else? There's a multitude of pathways you can take in life, but there's usually only one road. There's usually only one road to happiness.